The Holy Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said to the disciples, "But about that day and hour no one knows, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. For as the days of Noah were, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day Noah entered the ark, and they do nothing until the flood came and swept them all away, so too will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two will be in the field, one will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding meal together, one will be taken and one will be left. Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would have not let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. From time to time, you have the opportunity to hear from lay preachers, people who are not ordained, but who have the gift of preaching. And today, I am pleased to introduce to you, some of you know him because he attends here at St. Andrew's, but today is his first time proclaiming God's word as a lay preacher. So I'm very pleased to introduce to you one of our newest lay preachers, Kevin Smith. And he was well received at the 8 o'clock service. It was a powerful sermon, so you're in for a treat. God's blessing be upon you and certainly upon Kevin.
Good morning. First of all, I want to begin by saying what a privilege it is for me to be standing here before you, and a huge thanks to Father Derek for allowing me this opportunity. I in no way think of myself as worthy, a Bible scholar or a theologian, but as a servant of God who wants to give his best to the gospel and to scripture. I will confess I am a bit nervous, but I pray for your grace as I've never done this before, and God's will to be carried out in this morning's message. So here we are, the first week of Advent, and we are only 4 weeks away from Christmas. And I think we beautifully welcomed the season this morning as we prayed for hope. And that's what I'd like to speak about today, is the Christian hope and what this means for us as a church and a community of Christ. So I'd like to take us back about 2,000 years ago on the other side of the planet. Now Eastern Europe at this time was very segregated, divided, and in some places oppressed. And shortly after the death and resurrection of Jesus, a man named Paul enters the scene. He was an apostle of Christ. An apostle is a Greek word that means official representative. And he was responsible for heading the early Christian movement. And what he created in some of these segregated European cities was so remarkable, the world had never seen anything like it before. There were house communities, and with these house communities, we would find one of the most diverse, multi-ethnic groups. There were religious and non-religious people. There were rich landowners and poor slaves. There was male and female, and there were people of different nationalities. And they were doing something very, very unique together. They were having a meal, breaking bread and sipping wine. And they were doing this in the name of Jesus. And the reason why this is so important for us to remember is that in the earlier in the Bible, in the Exodus story, we saw how God saved his people Israel from slavery to Pharaoh and Egypt and delivered them to the promised land. God wanted to remember this act of salvation with a meal. Our Jewish friends call this the Passover meal, which is a beautiful, profound story on its own. See, Jesus very intentionally wanted us to remember his death and his resurrection in the very same way. He gave us a meal that we gather each Sunday to participate in as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist together. As the earlier followers of Christ came together, both the privileged and the marginalized, we too come together as a family. We check our personal identities at the door and all become one in Christ Jesus. We are his diverse family who comes together as he has made us into new creations. Believe me, I know his teachings can be difficult to understand and even at times seem pretty inconvenient to our personal lives. But we must trust his word and carefully study what has been written to allow transformation to take place in our lives and enter a beautiful covenant relationship under his terms. Each and every one of us makes up the body of Christ. And so what we do and how we act and what we say really matters. In the words of the poet David Bowden, God has seen everything you are and still came for you and died. For Christ did not die so that we may hide, but to love us in spite of the wrong we do. See, Jesus was born for you and me. He lived and became a servant for you and me. He died the shameful, embarrassing death of the cross for you and me, and best of all, he is raised from the dead for you and me. As we read in the gospel earlier, we eagerly await his coming again in glory. His presence is with us this morning. He feels what you feel. He weeps when you weep, and he rejoices when you rejoice. Where most people view religion as man and woman reaching for God, Christianity speaks God reaching for every man, woman, and child. And now it's plain to see our country has been through a lot over the last few weeks. I'm not sure what this past presidential election meant for you. Some of us were thrilled and excited. Some of us became very nervous and unsure. And some of us maybe didn't even care at all. But whatever you felt, know that as followers of Jesus, we respect and pray for those in worldly leadership, and that our ultimate king belongs in the risen Jesus. As I begin to close, I want to share with you words from a great teaching pastor from Portland, Oregon, by the name of Dr. Timothy Mackey. And I quote, "Trust Jesus that history is in his hands, and that his death and his resurrection mean that the most powerful forces of evil don't get the last word in this world," end quote. See, Jesus is our King. He is our identity, and he is our hope. Amen? Amen. Allow me to close in a word of prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, you stretched out your arms of love on the hardwood of the cross that everyone might come within the reach of your saving embrace. So clothe us in your spirit that we, reaching forth our hands in love, may bring those who do not know you to the knowledge and love of you for the honor of your name. Amen.